I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, March 22nd, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. David Sanger joins us now. He's the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Carrie. Long weekend, huh?
It certainly was. Let's start with today's big news, the passage of the president's health care legislation late last night. It passed by what looks like a pretty slim margin of only 7 votes. How'd they make it happen?
Well, they made it happen in the end by reaching a series of last-minute compromises, sort of in the spirit of the way Lyndon Johnson would have gotten this through. In the end, they brought over those Democrats who had feared that this bill would in some way pave the way to federal funding of abortions. And so President Obama, a pro-choice president in a largely pro-choice party, had to agree to turn out a presidential executive order that reaffirmed the wording that was already in the legislation, that nothing in the new health care plan would go toward abortions. But that brought them over the edge. And in fact, while the margin seemed pretty narrow, that was in part because they let off the hook a number of Democrats who feared the vote might cost them re-election. And they told those who were most vulnerable that they could vote against it.
Let's talk a little bit about the price some lawmakers did pay to get the bill passed. Where do they go from here?
Well, you know, the first big price may be the price that President Obama pays himself, because, you know, everybody knew that the Democrats would end up losing some margin in the House and in the Senate in midterm elections. That usually happens. But the big question has been, would pushing this through with no Republican votes mean that they lose an even bigger margin? I spoke last night to David Axelrod, the president's chief political advisor, and the man who got him through a good deal of the campaign. And he was making the argument that the only thing worse for the Democrats than passing it would have been not passing it, because then the Republicans would have been able to run against what he called a caricature of what the bill was, rather than against the actual provisions.
Now that this legislation is basically over and done with, what's next on President Obama's agenda?
Well, one of the big issues that the president has to decide now is whether to give his political capital a rest or try to take whatever momentum he's got from this bill and move it toward energy legislation, financial regulation, everything that's been backed up along the way. Now, there are a lot of Democrats who say, you know, they've taken one hard vote before the midterm elections and they're really not looking for another, say, the cap-and-trade system that the president has advocated as a way of beginning to lower our emissions of greenhouse gases. So it's going to be very interesting to see the struggle within his own party about what to do next.
Finally, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington today, and he'll address a pro-Israel lobbying group, as will Secretary of State Hillary Clinton early this morning. What do you think will come out of their meeting?
Well, you know, this is going to be the biggest show in town, apart from health care. You'll remember that Prime Minister Netanyahu has been trying to repair the relationship, as has Secretary Clinton, since Joe Biden went to Israel 2 weeks ago. And in the middle of his visit, the Israelis announced a new set of settlements, 1,600 new housing units in East Jerusalem. And the Obama administration charged that that set back the peace process. Now, the big question is, will Prime Minister Netanyahu meet with President Obama at this point and try to patch this together?
Thanks very much, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.